Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you. Wow, we are waking up here. This is from Proverbs chapter 20, verse 12. Say that with me. Proverbs.
Proverbs.
Chapter 20.
Chapter 20.
Verse 12.
Verse 12.
Boy, you guys are not lacking. You're lacking some energy today. What's up? Oh, is that right? That's why everybody stand up then. Stand up. Okay, let's jump up and down five times. Ready? Go. One, one, two, three, four, five. Okay, have a seat. All right, very good. Our blood's pumping now. This is from Proverbs chapter 20, verse what? 12. Okay, please. I like this. Ears that hear. Sit up. Ears that hear. And eyes that see, the Lord has made them both. Ready? Did you hear what I said? Ears that hear and eyes that see, the Lord has made them both. Proverbs chapter 20, verse 12. Now, we're going to hear this one again in a moment, but I want to show you something. Okay, everybody touch your ears. And then I want you to cover yours like this and talk. Can you hear me very well?
Yeah.
It sounds different to me. Take them off. No, put your fingers in your ears.
Oh,
right? Can you hear as well? Can you hear me?
No.
Hello?
Yeah.
Here, okay, open up. Open up your ears. Did you know what? You know why God gives us ears? To what?
To hear. If we didn't have ears,
that's right.
And be
outside. You know, we see our ears and we think, oh, this is what the ear is. This is it. You know, that's nothing too amazing, but it is really pretty amazing. But did you know that there's three parts to your ear? Three main parts? This is called the outer part. Makes sense, doesn't it? And there's more. Here's a neat diagram from my wife here. This is the outer ear where the sound comes in. It's really quite miraculous how God did this. And then it comes in here to the inner ear. This is where we hear the eardrum. Can you see that? Eardrum, a hammer, and an anvil. They have all kinds of fancy names, but the sound comes in here, and then it goes in here, and then it comes right over here. This is the part that's connected right to the brain. Can you hear me okay? Can you hear me? Sit down. All right. Now, what's really cool is God made all of this. And if God gave us an ear to hear, what does he want us to do?
Listen.
He wants us to hear. Yeah, he wants us to listen. And that's so important because there's important things to hear from God. Did you know if God made ears, if he made your ears, do you think that he can hear? Do you think so? Do you think God can hear?
Yeah.
He can. In fact, he can not only hear, but he can see like we can see and even more.
Yeah.
My fingers are not even in my ear.
Okay, you're pretending, right? Take them down. I want to tell you that God has made the ears and the eyes in all of us. And he's made us so complex. This is really simple. When you see these parts, they're really tall, small, and tiny. Did you know that there's hairs inside of here, the cochlea, that have hair standing on end like this, and then there's a trap door on top that opens up at the end of the hair. It's really, really, really tiny, and it sends signals to the brain. Isn't that amazing? Hearing is such an amazing thing that God's done. So, why does he give us hearing? So we can hear, right? He wants us to understand and know what he says. We have an awesome God who lets us hear beautiful music and things like that, but also hear his word. We know that God says in his word that he has hope and promises of forgiveness of sins by those who have faith in him. Sit up. So, here's what we're going to do. We're going to hear this verse again, and then we're going to... Ready? All right, from Proverbs chapter 20, verse 12.
my bed.
He came out here to tell you guys have to sit still and listen, right? Have a seat. There we go. It takes practice, though, doesn't it, to listen? Doesn't it? He who has... Okay, look at me, guys, right here. Listen, turn around. Ears that hear and eyes that see, the Lord has made them both. And he gave us these things so that we can know him better. That's one of the main reasons he gives them to us, I believe. Let's pray. Ready to pray? Close your eyes. Fold your hands. Close your eyes. Thank you, God, so much for making us and so for making our ears. Help us to hear you, God, to hear you and to love you. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for coming up.